You're listening to SBS News.
It's beautiful, everything. I wasn't imagining this. I'm just excited. I was looking forward for this day.
That's Lucille Papazua, excited that she and her family can finally move into their own rental. Ms. Papazua's grandfather is a traditional owner of the small Northern Territory Tiwi town of Perlengimpie, but this will be Lucille's first home of her own. For the past 3 years, she and her family have been living in a three-bedroom home stretched to house 12 people. This isn't uncommon in the Northern Territory, where chronic overcrowding plagues more than 70 Aboriginal communities and rates of homelessness are 12 times the national average. A new subdivision has been developed in the remote community under a national partnership with the Northern Territory government. The building process also allowed locals to find employment and be directly involved in the creation of homes for their own communities. Bernard Puruntatameri was one of those locals who helped build the housing infrastructure and says it was a positive experience to see those in his community finally move into their own home.
Good to see especially Graham. He's been staying with his parents since he grew up, and finally he has his own house now. Good to see that, and good to see another family members as well got a new house, because this family before staying with their other family and got a lot of kids, and especially those that got kids got a house now.
But there are serious concerns about whether the housing will be affordable following a planned rent increase for early next year. Tiwi Islands elder Catherine Stasi says the government needs to discuss these changes first with the Tiwi people.
I think it is a struggle, but if the government could have put the rent down, you know, help us with the rent assistance again, can we ask if they help us with to support the families that really struggling? Like, yeah, sometimes, you know, people find it hard to work because of their illness. And sometimes it's like for young mothers, they have to raise their kids at home. Some of them got more than, what, 3, 5. You know, it's too much for them.
Public housing tenants currently pay a fee per home, which fluctuates based on location and income. But under the new remote rent framework, this will change to a fee per room. The proposal is estimated to affect 2/3 of remote clients, driving rental increases of up to 40%. Remote housing advocates are firmly opposed to this plan. They say there's already an unmanageable urban drift into the centres and that this plan will only make remote housing more unaffordable. Yili Riang manages specialist homeless facilities in Darwin and says its Yisa facility is already struggling, with public housing waiting lists of up to 10 years in the Northern Territory. CEO of this specialist homeless care, Leanne Caton, says the policy has been carelessly developed.
It's a huge crisis. We've got 14 times the national average of homelessness. As I said, Yili Riang manages the Yisa Baton Road facility, which is specialist homeless facilities in Reach. We've got 283 people in there that have been there for some time, and there is nowhere for these people to transition out to. So this is what I'm saying. Policy is getting developed on the run without having a clear strategic thought about the repercussions.
Ms. Caton adds the rental framework should also adapt to its new context, including recent changes in alcohol restrictions and the rising cost of living.
Houses are generally built for basically a nuclear family, mum, dad and 2 or 3 kids. For example, the toilets are designed to be flushed maybe 20 times a day. When you've got overcrowding, that could be 100 times a day. So therefore, it places immense pressure on the infrastructure of the house, which then increases the maintenance costs.
The Northern Territory Housing Minister insists a safety net is being established to assist with rent stress. Minister Selena Yubo says modelling found that out of the 5,000 public housing homes under the Northern Territory government, around 600 people could experience rental stress and would be provided with additional support.
They have the ability to apply for the safety net and get that assistance, which is really important. We don't want people to be stressed when they're living in their homes, and particularly if they're moving into a new home. We want the ability to have questions asked in first language, answered in first language, and be able to support our families into our homes across the territory, and particularly around our remote communities.
The minister says her focus now is on finishing the builds under the current partnership, which ends mid next year. The Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Linda Burney, has told SBS the Commonwealth will negotiate a new remote housing agreement with the Northern Territory that includes homelands when the current agreement expires, with $100 million already committed. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.